105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Well, it's now 5:32. It's National AIDS Day and National HIV Testing Week. Well, they recently released statistics show that HIV prevalence in Cambridgeshire remains below the England average. They also show that around half of newly diagnosed people in Cambridgeshire in 2013 were identified late. Those who receive a late diagnosis face a tenfold increased risk of death in the first year. Florence Bissong is here from Diverse. They're based not too far away, the other end of Gwydir Street. Hello, Florence. Thank you for coming in.
Hello.
You're most welcome to Cambridge 105. The threat of AIDS, it kind of faded away a bit. I remember in the 1980s, those famous tombstone advertisements which were running on television and in the press. But I don't know, do you think we talk about AIDS and HIV enough these days?
Yeah, people still do talk about AIDS and HIV, but the thing is, because people within certain communities are not really wanting to hear about HIV or AIDS, so it's really limited, especially within the Black African community.
Do you think they're shutting the door on that?
I think so.
Yeah. It's interesting. I saw a news report last night, I think it was, and this was late, not to HIV, but to Ebola. And there was, and I forget the country where it was, but it was one of those which is suffering from Ebola at the moment. And despite the fact that there were people dying all around, there was a complete denial of what was happening. And I'm just wondering if you can see parallels between the two.
Yeah, I can really see that. But the thing is that it's obvious that always within the Black African community, even up to date, people still not believe that they should be having protected sex, and HIV is still in existence. Some people do say to their wife or to their husbands, oh no, this is just a story, let's just keep going on with our relationship. And most of them are not interested to get tested for HIV.
So why don't people get tested?
There are many barriers that make people within the Black African community not to get tested for HIV, and one of the reasons is fear of isolation. And the fear of isolation, it makes people from the Black African community feels that if they are tested positive for HIV, they
in what way though? In what way might they be? But come on, throw the notes away. We don't need notes to do an interview. It's a conversation we're having here. I'll come around and tear them up if you don't look out. So what are the issues which, you know, seem, as you're saying, to affect the Black community more than perhaps other peoples?
Most of the Black people feel that they are being labelled for having HIV, and which I think that's not the reason. Some of them just feel that they will be isolated after disclosure. Some of them feel that,
within the Black community or within all communities,
and they feel about the social exclusion as well. That most people within their own community group will feel that if they come closer to them, they will contaminate or they will infect them with HIV.
It's not just the Black community, though, is there? Because you know, I guess there's certain sectors, perhaps the young, if they're first starting out on the sexual path, or even actually, I think we've heard of a prevalence amongst older people who one doesn't, you know, often talk about that side of things. But you know, there's other groups too around, isn't there?
Yes, but I think that is more. If you look at the prevalence rate that is being published by the Public Health England, you can see that there's high prevalence rate in sexual community, mostly within the Black African community. In developing countries, people already have full knowledge about HIV, and some people tend to accept it. But within the Black African community, it's so difficult for people to accept that HIV is in existence. No, we can get tested for HIV. There is treatment for HIV, and you know, it is a little bit difficult.
So just to pin this down a little bit more, is it, if you like, the established Black community within Britain, or is it people who have maybe come to this country in recent years, say the last two, three years or so, who haven't, you know, quite gotten used, if you like, to the way things run?
It's vice versa. It's both. Right. Those who are coming in and those who have been here for so many years. I have been here for so many years. So I don't think I have that conception, because I did public and I have a few.
So it's kind of deep in the psyche, really, as much as anything else.
Yeah, but I think people don't still accept it. they don't still accept that it's important to do testing. And the reason why we have the National HIV Testing Week is to encourage people to come out and do HIV testing. Early testing is very important because when you are diagnosed, you have a treatment. And people still believe, especially within the Black African community, that HIV is, you cannot live with HIV. It's a death sentence, which is absolutely not the problem. That is not the issue. The issue is if you're tested HIV positive, you can live as long as you take your antiretrovirals.
Because the rate, we go back, going back to those days in the 1980s. In the 1980s, it was nasty, but now think something can be done, can't it? To a certain extent,
absolutely,
at least. Not necessarily a full life, but, you know, pretty close.
Yes, absolutely.
What happens if somebody wants a test? They don't necessarily have to go to the doctor, do they? They can come to an organisation, presumably like Diverse, and you can help them out there too.
Yeah, I just want to say that Diverse is doing early testing for HIV now, and it's very confidential. People should come out. Don't be afraid. You know, we are willing to do your testing. Everything will be confidential. If there is any issue, there's available support for you. There's referral to the clinics if there's anything comes up. But I think not only with Diverse, the clinics are doing HIV testing, you know, and the GPs. If you feel afraid or you don't want to come to Diverse, you can as well talk to your GP.
What do people have to do if they want to get a test? Obviously, if they want to, you know, just phone up the doctor and away they go, but they can also get in touch with yourselves. What's the best way to do that? Phone number or email?
You can phone Diverse, or you can contact us. Check our website on www.diverse.org.uk. You have all the full information available for you.
Well, I better spell Diverse. It's a D-H-I verse, isn't it?
That's kind of
how it works.
D-H-I-V-E-R-O-S-E.
A little bit of a play on words, if we can excuse a bit of fun on such a serious subject. Well, look, Florence, thank you for coming in to chatting to us tonight on Cambridge 105. And I'm assuming, you know, obviously, we're talking about World AIDS Day and HIV Testing Week. This is just a highlight, though. This is something which people should really think about all the year round,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Great. Florence Bissong from Diverse, not too far away on Gwinder Street. thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.